Back here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner on Sunny 99.7, yourfortdodge.com. A good Saturday morning to you, breaking down everything going on in high school sports. Baseball and softball has been a whirlwind throughout the season here, and one of the teams that have gotten hot here in the last week, really, has been the St. Edmund Gales, and their head baseball coach, Mike Zalot, joins the program. And Coach, you know, last week you came on the program and we were talking about a win against Clarion Goldfield Downs that kind of got you guys off a little bit of a snide, and now you've continued some momentum. You're four out of your last five now.
Right. In the fifth game, or the game that we lost, I thought we played fairly well, you know. So, yeah, I think we're starting to piece our lineup together, finding where guys belong in the lineup, and figuring out our pitching rotation, things like that. And like we had that really tough week, and we kind of calmed down and kind of get the right guys in the right spot in the week. And so I think we're coming together that way. And then I think the chemistry is really coming together too. So.
Well, and that has a big difference, makes a big difference for sure. And you talked a little bit about kind of figuring out your pitching rotation. It always takes time to do that, obviously, but for you guys, with Cale Colasia going down early in the season, I think that made it more of a learning curve to kind of figure out, now what do we do with the rotation?
Right. And we've had a couple young guys step up, so obviously you don't want any player to ever get injured, no matter who it is, but you know, in a way, like I said, it gave opportunities to younger guys and they stepped up. So, they're getting valuable experience, that, you know, I don't know if Cale will ever come back or not, but if he does, then they'll benefit from this down the road. So.
Yeah, for sure. One of those guys that have written, a couple of guys that stepped up this week, but a guy that's put together some really good starts for you the last few times has been Tyler McDowell, and then Hayden Derrig had a really nice start for you against Iowa, Eagle Grove on Thursday night. So those two guys are really starting to kind of take the reins and really get comfortable, I think, in their role in your rotation.
Right. Well, that word you use, comfortable, is a good one, I think. Yeah, there's just, you know, they played JV last year, the shortened year. And so, you know, Tyler did get in once last year and really showed, like, one inning is all, but he really showed some promise. I think he might have had three strikeouts in that inning. But we thought some good things were coming down the road for him. But, yeah, it's really nice to see what he's done. And then Hayden, you know, he's a kid that loves baseball. His brother was on the 2009 state championship team. He's been around it his whole life, and he's got the baseball acumen. He knows the game very well. So then you combine that with his athletic skills, and he's going to be a real good ball player, I think.
Yeah, I know he's been, you know, a solid player for you in your outfield and that kind of thing. A guy who's really coming on of late and been a big key to this kind of little hot streak that you've got on has been Grant Heldorfer. I looked at his numbers. I mean, Grant's hitting almost 470. He's really just got hot at the plate here.
Yeah, he's really driving the ball. I mean, he's got a couple triples now, I think a double or two, and then he's always a threat to lay one down. I don't know how many bunts for it. He has four or five of those too. So you can lead off a game with one of those. Then you bring guys in, and that moves the shifts the defense and opens up some holes for him. So, and I think some of the other guys are starting to learn that that's a very valuable way to get on base. You know, we just talked last night after the game about our roles and things, and I'm a big money ball guy. I might have mentioned that before, but you know, you can't get the home until you get the first. So, taking walks, if you see that the pitcher's been wild, we walked the guy ahead of you, then you go up there and be real patient. And I think we did have a couple guys that drew multiple walks in a row last night. So, I think guys are learning the game and learning the importance of just putting the ball in play and getting on base.
Coach Mike Zalata is my guest. St. Edmund baseball, the Gales have taken four of their last five. You talked about being patient at the plate and the money ball philosophy. A guy who's listening to you, evidently, Coach, is John Nimmers. John is leading you in walks, and his on-base percentage at 500, his batting average over 400. I know John had that stretch where he had a little trouble at the plate because we talked about that last week where maybe the fatigue got to him of catching all the games in a row you had, but he's really starting to turn it around and come on, and I think he's showing a lot of discipline at the plate for you.
Yeah, he had a couple strikeouts the last few games, and I know he really gets down on himself about that, and we talked about that after the game about showing your emotions. You know, as a competitor, if I see that, you know, then I'm like, okay, I'm in your head, I got you, you know, I kind of feed off that. So we talked a little bit about that. But the thing I want to talk about John is that he is really – this is the best week of catching that he's had in his career. He made a really nice catch on a foul ball at Iowa Falls. He's blocking the ball much better than he has in the past. He's not where we need him to be yet, but he's really improved his catching. And that's where we're really happy. We know he's going to hit. I mean, he's a hitter. He's a pure hitter. He's got him or Devin probably have the greatest bat speed, the velocity on our team. They're going to drive the ball. We know that. Like I told John last night, you know, you go through those little stretches. If you're a 400 hitter, you're a 400 hitter. So if you're 0 for 3 or 0 for 4, you know, the good news is that somewhere down the line, that's going to pay. That's, you know, your next few at bats are going to be positive. So Coach Hansen and I both have preached that to him, not to get down and then look to the future. Don't look to the past.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. If you're a 400 hitter and you're 0 for 3, you're due the next time for sure. You've talked about offensively, you guys have really picked it up. I mean, you're hitting over 320 as an entire team, something that we talked about in the preseason, the preview episode for this season, was how you guys have had this streak where you've had seniors who have had a big jump in their batting average during their senior year. Every year you've had at least one. Well, it looks like you're getting that out of your seniors. You know, we talked about Grant Hildorfer, big jump for him, hitting 470 right now or close to it. But Devin Wirtz hitting 455, which is second on your club, another senior who's having a jump at the plate.
Yeah, and like I said, Devin, he really swings hard. He's good when he's hitting line drives, not popping the ball up, and he hasn't done much of that this year. That's been his bugaboo the last couple of years, is just hitting the ball in the air too much. And then Peyton Scott, too. So I told you we have one usually we've had one the last 3 years, and we might have three this year. So, yeah, that's exciting news, and I just hope we can keep it rolling.
Yeah, for sure. And you guys, I know last year struggled at the plate some as a team. Hit, I think, I want to say last year, 220, 230, somewhere in that range.
That sounds about right, yeah.
And you're hitting 322 right now as a team. So that jump has been big. And, Coach, I think the thing that's triggered this hot streak you got on has been something you've been talking about throughout the season, and that's cleaning up the mistakes defensively.
Yeah, we're getting better there too. Once again, we're not where we want to be, but we're not shuffling guys around as much. And, you know, we had to do that early on to kind of figure out where everybody belongs. When Gale went out, that obviously threw a funk into things defensively too. And, of course, you know, it really kind of depends on who's on the mound, where you're going to put guys. But I think we kind of solidified roughly where the guys are going to be, and so they can get comfortable in those positions, and then you're going to play better when you're comfortable, obviously.
Coach Mike Zalata is my guest. St. Edmund baseball, the Gales have taken four of their last five. Coach, we look ahead to this week, another full week for you. Algona on Monday, you'll have them at home. You've actually got three games at home this week, so a little bit of a homestand. Algona comes to you on Monday, Pocahontas area on Tuesday, Clear and Goldfield Dalles, chance to sweep them on Wednesday for the season series, and then Clear Lake on on the road. Algona's coming in. That was a game where you dropped it earlier in the year, but that was during kind of that rough stretch that you went through. Right now, I feel like your guys have got to be kind of confident that they could come out and compete and have a chance to get one of these two in the season series.
Yeah, that would be big, and they're a quality opponent. They're well coached.
They certainly are. Chad Slagle does a great job at Algona, for sure.
Coach Slagle is good, and you know, some of those Algona kids have relation from the old Bancroft days. That was an incredible baseball school up there, St. John's. So they're going to know how to play the game. There's no doubt about it. But you know, their number one pitcher, Cameron Rendon, he's been good for a long time now. We put 7 hits on him. That was the game where we had absolutely no timely hitting. We had chances. That game could have been, I think it ended up 8-2, and it could have been closer than that. It should have been closer than that. And Peyton threw well. We didn't play real good defensive behind him back then. Hopefully the guys being in the positions that they're at now, we can play better defense and give it a go. And then Pocahontas area, they're always good. They're going to be a quality opponent. Clear Lake's going to be good. They beat us before. And like you said, maybe we can try to get that sweep against Clarion.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned Pocahontas area coming in. Interesting out-of-conference game. Interesting where it kind of lands on the schedule, too. That one is one where certainly it's, a regional kind of game, and it makes a lot of sense. But certainly it's one where it's a challenge because, as you mentioned, you know, they're always a quality team, and they're going to be one that's going to be a hard out, especially where they're coming right off. You're playing them right after you play Algona with no break there. So back-to-back days, that Pocahontas area game, that's interesting and I think challenging schedule. You guys really challenging yourself to be battle tested.
Yeah, right. And then once again, it's kind of nice towards the end of the year to get a week like this where you got, you know, 4 quality opponents, and then like you said, it's just going to prepare you better for the postseason.
Absolutely. Coach Mike Zalat is my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. One last question for you, Coach. You mentioned you threw Peyton Scott against Algona on the road. His turn in the rotation on Monday night, or have you made a decision?
No, we haven't made one yet. Because Hayden only threw 65, I think, last night. So I think we got everybody available. So we'll have to think Peyton's turn, but sometimes it's good to throw the same guy against the team, but sometimes it's good to change it up. So Coach Hansen and I will look at some things and look at the rest of the week and see what we want to do. We're not really sure on that. Peyton's throwing the ball real well. I mean, I'd love to send him out there, don't get me wrong, but we just got to look at the whole week and try to piece things together and see where we're at there.
Yeah, it makes it definitely challenging with the pitch count and what you guys have to do to manage that at the high school level. Certainly, I think that is as big a part of the regular season success as anything. And you guys have done a solid job of that, especially given, the injury to Kale Colasia. Coach Mike Zalat has been my guest here on the program. Coach, we appreciate your time as always. We'll be looking to see what you guys do this week. And we'll have to get you back next week and talk about what happens in this 4-game week for you.
All right, sounds great. Thanks for all you do for us, Rob, and have a good rest of the Saturday.